Die Groot Breakfast. Saam met Ruben en Jen. Weeksoggende 6 tot 9. Net hier op Groot FM 90.5.
So, after nearly 7 years, Grammy and Academy Award-nominated rock band Counting Crows announced their highly anticipated new project. It's called Butter Miracle Suite 1. And we have the privilege to talk to Adam Duritz, joining us live all the way, I believe, from London. How's it, Adam?
It's good. Grammy and Academy Award losing. Ah, damn it. No, it's good. I'm not in London. I'm about a few hours west of there. I'm in the west of England.
Awesome. How's the weather out there?
It's beautiful today. It's warm, sunny.
And I mean, you don't get a lot of sunny days in London or in England, so you must be enjoying it.
It's gorgeous here. This is my friend has a farm out here, and I actually wrote the whole record here a few years ago. Yeah. I was on the farm when I wrote it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's the farm where you actually recorded the album. It's brilliant.
Not recorded, but I wrote all of it here. We recorded it in Brooklyn. In New York, but I wrote it all here.
Awesome. Listen, man, I just want to go back firstly because the last while prepping for this interview, because this is huge. I mean, just to get to talk to you is absolutely a privilege. And I spent so much time watching so many of your live shows and interviews, et cetera, and so on. And the one thing that just comes up to me, man, that really stands out for me from Counting Crows is the way that you take time during the show so many times, slowing it down, telling the story and trying to get the lyrics over. Is that something that you focus on still a lot as well now?
I think so. I haven't played a show in a long time now. It's been about a year and a half. I'm always exploring the songs myself. I think they're still, I kind of like treat the songs like they're still alive, which I think it annoys people because I don't sing them the way they are on the record, but I'm always kind of working my way through the songs. And then sometimes in the last few tours, I've started like writing set pieces so that I could talk about the songs before, writing stories out to tell the audiences. I think it's been really cool doing that.
I have to ask, as you mentioned now, you haven't actually done a show in a year and a half because of COVID. How's COVID affected you or treated you?
Well, I mean, obviously, I had it a lot easier than a lot of people. I mean, for me, I could afford taking that time off. A lot of my friends, especially my musician friends, is a lot rougher on them not being able to play or tour or do anything. You know, for me, I'd also finished the record pretty much before it hit. We were 85% done when the quarantine hit with this record. So it was easier for us to finish that up as well. And I've been in this relationship for a long time now, so I wasn't alone. This would have been brutal, I think, if I had been, on my own for all that time. I didn't have a particularly hard time. I had a much easier time than most people, I think, had during the pandemic. It was almost making me crazy being stuck 85% done with the record. That was weird. But we were able to, my producer and engineer drove to New York from Chicago. We all stayed at my house and I cooked for everyone. So no one was allowed to go out. And we found a studio a couple blocks away so that we didn't have to take any Ubers and we could just walk to work. And we finished, took about 5 or 6 days to finish the record and mix it in July. So we were able to finish it up. Since then it's just been trying to wait to put it out. Like I said, I had a much easier time, I think, than most people did during the pandemic.
And as you mentioned during the introduction, it's been 7 years since you brought out something new. What was the reason for the wait? Were you waiting for inspiration to write new songs?
No, I mean, I think I was more avoiding writing new songs. I know how I am. As soon as I start writing, I want to record and I want to put out a record. And I think I was just kind of burnt out on the record business for a little while. I mean, we didn't stop playing. We toured, I think our last gig was in August of 2019, right before I came to England and started writing. So, I mean, we were working right up till that point. I came right to England and wrote these songs. But I didn't want to put out a record. I mean, it's just different. You know, like touring is very, it's me and the band and the crew. Writing songs is very personal and intimate. Even recording is just me and six of my best friends and a producer. But putting out a record, then you start dealing with the record business and the whole rest of the world. And that's not as, I don't always enjoy that as much. The record business can be a bit of a cesspool. I don't always want to deal with that. And I think I was just kind of burnt out on that for a little while. So, I mean, we didn't stop working. I just didn't make a record.
Yeah. So if you're saying you were burnt out for it, so what was the inspiration to make the decision to record now again?
I don't know. You know, I was here on this farm, and some of the time with my friend and his family, some of the time with my girlfriend, but also a lot of the time just by myself. And I just found myself wanting to play piano. I hadn't really thought about it in a while. I rented a keyboard in London, and my friend drove it down. And I just started playing. And a couple days later, I wrote The Tall Grass, the first song on the EP. And then the next day, I was playing it back, trying to see if I was really done or if I wanted to extend it. I came up with some different chords at the end of the song that I really liked. And I sang this line, Bobby was a kid from around the town. It just off the top of my head. And I thought, oh, maybe this is a longer song like Palisades Park, where it has different movements. But after a second, I thought, no, you know, this is a different song. And then I got this idea. Well, what if I wrote a series of songs where the end of one was the beginning of the next and they just flow together? And I got really excited about doing that. That seemed like a really interesting challenge. And so I did it. You know, that at that point, I just was kind of feverish about writing. And like I said, once I start writing, I want to write more and I want to make a record.
Yeah. I want to get to that because it's very interesting. I actually listened to it again last night and again this morning, just how it flows into each other. But we're going to get to that right now. As jy net was ingeskakel is gesels met Adam Duritz van Counting Crows. Ons gaan net hierna van ons verder gesels bly net vir jou.
Die Groot Breakfast. Saam met Ruben en Jen. Weeksoggende 6 tot 9 net hier op Groot FM 90.5.
En as jy net geskakel het, gesels al die pad met Adam Duritz, all the way from England, from Counting Crows, and they brought out a brand new EP, and we're so excited to be chatting to you. So just before we took a break, Adam, you mentioned, you know, you had a specific line, Bobby was out of the Bobby line that you had in the song, and actually, if you listen to the songs, the four-track EP, everything flows straight into each other. How did that come about?
Well, like I said, when I was finishing Tall Grass, I just accidentally wrote this piece of music where it flowed directly into Elevator Boots, because that line, Bobby is a kid from around the town, it turns out to be the first line of Elevator Boots. And I just got really excited about the idea of composing a piece of music where four completely different songs play like one long song. You know, I mean, I know there are a few records that I loved in my lifetime that are like that. The second side of Abbey Road does that. It all flows together. The second side of Wild Edison and the E Street Shuffle, the Springsteen record is like that. A lot of What's Going On by Marvin Gaye is like that. It seemed like a really interesting challenge to write a piece of music like that. And I think that's what got me excited about doing it. It had a reason to be. You know, I had been kind of not wanting to make records for a little while, and all of a sudden I was dying to make one.
I suppose that's also the perfect position to be in. I mean, you don't just want to make a record just for the sake of making a record, and it's so nice that during this time there's like a true inspiration and you kind of have your passion, your love back again for making music.
Yeah, I mean, I still loved playing music. I just... In a lot of ways, it was no different from any other record for me, because I've never been one of those guys who writes all the time, you know, consistently. It's always been like, I write a record and we make a record. And then I don't write for 2 or 3 years because, I play piano, not guitar. So when I'm on tour, I can't really bring a piano into my room every night. So I don't play a lot. And, you know, but I'm very satisfied because I'm touring and playing shows. And that was true during all of this time, too. I was still very involved in music. I just hadn't wanted to write. But like I said, it's always been like that. Something inspires it, and then we have a record, you know?
Yeah. Adam, just I want to touch on the name of the EP, But a Miracle. What inspired, what's the reason for the name of the EP?
I'm not telling you. No, I feel bad about saying this, but I love the title. I absolutely love it. It's this great surreal album title. It's everything I wanted the title for this record to be. But if I tell people what it means, it'll still be cool, but it'll only mean one thing as opposed to like all the different bizarre things it could mean now. And so I sort of decided not to tell anyone. Even my band members had to ask me because I didn't tell them. And I told my band members, but I made them promise not to tell anyone else. So I haven't told anyone.
Okay, let's just call it a smooth EP for now. That'll work for me. I can work with that. And let's talk about the brand new track. It's called Elevated Boots. So what inspired the song?
Well, I mean, for me, music has always been the most important thing in my life. You know, from when I was a kid, it was my solace, my joy, my obsession. And then at a certain point, I started writing music too, and I became someone who makes it, as you know. And I think two of the songs on this record, Bobby and the Rat Kings and Elevator Boots, are really about how much music's meant in my life. You know, Bobby is about from the perspective of a fan. It's a kid talking about this fictional band and how they're the touchstone to all of his memories, the soundtrack to his life. And Elevator Boots is about from the perspective of a someone who plays music. You know, that, and it's about how the way in which everything in his life is kind of temporary. People fade in and out of his life. Towns, places come and go. The only permanent thing is music. There's always another gig. And there's always that thrill and that excitement in his life that comes from playing music. And that's the most important thing. Even as everything else is temporary, the music is always there.
Wow, that's incredible. And it's also called Sweet One. So is there some more sweets coming up?
Well, there wasn't. I named it Sweet One because it was just a sweet and I had only written one. But I think I'm going to write a second one. I mean, that's one of the reasons I came back over here to England. I've got my keyboard set up in the other room and I'm going to, you know, in the next couple of days, start back to work and try and write a second sweet. I don't know what I'll call it. Possibly Sweet Two. Who knows? There's so many titles out there. I hope so. I mean, it's the future. I can never tell anything about the future.
Adam, I hope once COVID has settled and we kind of get back to normal that Counting Crows will come back to South Africa. I mean, that would be absolutely fantastic if you guys come back to South Africa. Do you have any message to the South African fans?
Oh, I mean, I'm dying to get back. A couple of weeks ago, I'd been doing so much international press and I hadn't had any press from South Africa. And I was on a phone call with the guys doing the international press. And I said, look, it's been great, but where's all the South African press? And, like, I literally hadn't done a single interview. So I've got about 8 today. And I was very excited about that. But I also asked them to check with, because, you know, we're touring in America this fall. We can't really go anywhere else in the world right now. Nowhere else has really opened up. But I asked them to look into, I'd love to spend all of next year internationally, going around the world, you know, Europe, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand. I'd love to get everywhere. And so I mentioned that to them last week, and I just saw the email yesterday that came back from Mati, our promoter down there, that, you know, they're having another wave of the COVID right now, and so he's not sure when they're going to open up. I would like to get there as soon as we can. I mean, I was hoping to go, you know, to England and Europe and then just go south. I was hoping to go over there in the spring and then just go south to South Africa and then jump from there to Australia after that. But he was saying he didn't think they'd be really ready till the fall. I don't know. You know, obviously a band wants to go all over the world. A, it's fun to travel, and B, it's, you know, it's your work. But, you know, we're just waiting. We'll be hopping internationally the first moment we can. We're just waiting to hear the okay from the different places. Europe's not ready yet. I guess South Africa's not ready yet. They're still pretty, you know, shut down as far as foreigners in Australia. So I guess England's getting close to being okay. They're doing shows here, but it's really the only place so far. So we're just, with bated breath, we're just waiting to hear. As soon as we hear we can go, we're gone.
Let me tell you, I think the South African fans can't wait either. It'll be awesome to have you guys over here back to South Africa, especially with this brand new EP. Congratulations on it. It's an absolutely fabulous EP. We love the songs. And thank you so much, Adam, for taking the time to chat to us today. We really appreciate it. So all the best with you.
Be there as soon as we can get there.
Awesome. Oh, great. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Cheers.
Die Groot Breakfast. Saam met Ruben en Jen. Weeksoggende 6 tot 9. Net hier op Groot FM 90.5.